preventing problem participants. How do we practice what we preach in order to make sure that they're not getting in the way of our content? I'm here in Las Vegas, and a problem participant that I might end up seeing as I speak tomorrow is maybe the alcohol abuser, or, you know, I'm just saying, it's free here. It's a possibility. What about the sleeper? They didn't get enough sleep. They stayed up all night winning millions of dollars. Or what about the person who's just not participating? So you have these different types of problem participants, whether it's in a meeting, an online session, whether it's live in the classroom. Today, let's focus on how do we minimize it, prevent it, as well as what we can do in the moment. I'll just give you a few tips on that. First of all, prevention. I would say about 80% of all problem participants can be prevented. The way we do that is through room setup. We have people swapping tables. You're not always with that, you know, maybe there's that socializer who just talks, yammers away, yada, yada, yada. And we don't want that one table to be sacrificed, as it were, for the entire session. So by having people get up and swap tables, move around, we're kind of spreading the wealth, as it were. That's one idea of prevention. You're just regularly moving around, having different groups for people to meet with. That room setup also ensures that you're promoting a learner-centered environment and minimizing my need as an instructor to control everything. Designing that room setup could mean circle tables where people are able to quickly connect with one another across the table. If you have rectangle tables, just put those together, create a pod. Work with what you have, but make it so that it's easy for your learners to be able to connect with one another. This way, when you put them into discussion groups, it's about them. They're doing the work, they're doing the learning, and it's not focused on me. You also can prevent your problem participants by having peers agree to call one another on it. At the very beginning of your session, you can say, hey, what are some things that make it difficult for you to listen to me as an instructor? And you can write that down. You know, they say annoying voice, or the instructor doesn't have everything organized, or you list them all out. And on the other side of the T-grid, you put down, what do participants do that distract you from learning? And then you list that all out. And if they don't add to the list something like texting, which may be a problem, or loud noises with clicking of pens, what you might want to do is, hey, can I add one to the list? They'll always say yes, because what you're going to do is you're going to commit, say, hey, I'm committing not to do these things as best I can. If you see me, if you catch me doing any of these things that are really eliminating or not helping your learning environment, just tell me. I'm here to make this about you. And by the way, if your peers are doing any of the things on this list, which we're going to post up, you have permission to just remind one another, hey, you're clicking your pen, or hey, texting, dude, put it away. That way we can create an atmosphere that's great for everyone in the classroom. So set it up for success to prevent that poor performance of those participants. We really just want to encourage that. Very few times in my experience as a professional trainer in 17 years have I ever had to pull people offline and say, hey, dude, you're not really doing a great job. But here is what I have had to do. The two times I've had to pull someone offline, I always play the sad card first, not the mad card. Example, I had a participant who kept leaving the classroom. It was disrupting not only the whole group, but that table group as well. I put them into a little work session, and I went and found the young lady, and I said, hey, you know, I noticed that you've been leaving the classroom a lot. Is everything okay? Are you okay? That's the sad card. And she said, no, I'm not feeling well. And she was very dramatic, but lo and behold, I asked her if she wanted an ambulance, if she wanted to go to the hospital, and she said yes. Okay, adults do not say yes unless it's serious. She ended up needing to have not only an appendectomy, but her gallbladder removed. Play the sad card first. I was actually mad. I was mad that she kept leaving the room and disrupting my session. But holy cow, Real situations happen. Play that SAG card first. It'll save you in the long run. This is Becky Pike Puth with the Bob Pike Group, and these are just a couple more preventative tips for you so that you can have a great experience in your next meeting, keynote, or training. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time.